Okay, perhaps we can retake our places where we were, just to finish off the conversation, which could be difficult. Okay, perhaps we can come back to our places. Maybe we should do this more often, because I could sense a real kind of buzz as people were sharing, and hopefully that's been a blessing. And next time I will deliberately direct some people who didn't move from their seats at all to that we don't need the sound anyway. I became a Christian when I was about 20. Oh, we do need the sound. I became a Christian when I was about 20 years old. When I was at Birmingham University. I didn't have much of church background at all. My family are not Christians. I wasn't going to church, so it wasn't through any great preacher, or even by reading the Bible, or any learned Christian who got me interested. It's just a life of someone who was a Christian, someone who had something different about their lives, and interestingly, someone who at that point in time was really, really struggling with her Christian faith. She'd come to university as a Christian. She's on the same course as me. That's how we got to know each other. And she, as many students do, got involved in all sorts of things to do with student life. So she was really struggling in her faith. And yet she still felt prompted to share something with me. That's what attracted me to find out more. I probably had preconceived ideas about the perfect lives that a Christian should live. So I wanted to find out why she was saying she was a Christian, and yet wasn't perfect in my eyes. And I also wanted to have a quality of life, a steadiness that she did have. Interestingly, as a result of that, and of me becoming a Christian, she turned fully back to God. I'm going to watch a video.